Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of the Philosophy Show. It's welcome to episode number 102, and today is the same night we usually have this Philosophy Show. It's Wednesday night, Thursday morning, 12:30 a.m. And I just got done watching Mad Max Fury Road, or Road Fury, or whatever it is. So I'll have a review of that at the end here, but go to the main title first. You know, the show is called The Philosophy Show, so you imagine what topics we can talk about. Feel free to call in. It's a half an hour show, and we encourage open phones here. That means you can call in and participate and maybe set the course. But today's show is hashtag All Lives Matter - Missed Opportunities. And then also have that Mad Max Fury Road review later. And I'm thinking about, maybe talk about democracy a little bit in the phones. If you need love advice or want to talk about science fiction, philosophy. I mean, it covers everything. Ethics, philosophy, principles. It's, really about your brain and the meaning of everything. So, it covers all gamuts, whether you're talking about entertainment to politics to law and order and, inspiration, success, suffering, gratitude, science, history, and the rise and the decline of the Western civilization. All right, so there we go. That's the intro. So I named the show All Lives Matter now, and then also Missed Opportunities. And it's just something I was thinking about. I mean, you can call in and talk about any topic, but obviously all lives matter. What I mean by missed opportunities, because I mean by the way this whole situation's being covered, right? The way it's being covered in the media, I guess. Those ship dits in the media. Ship, like I'm on sailing on a ship, and the dits, D-I-T, the ship dits. The media ship dits. Maybe I should just call the show that the mainstream media that we get our news from, ship dits. And so it seems like, is this All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter? Is that something that's unifying the national conversation? I think it's something that's kind of, it's like a ball going through a pinball machine. It's bouncing off things. It's going to find the right thing. Either it's going to rack up a lot of points or it's going to fall to the bottom. And who knows? It might just circle around the thing and make some cool moves. So we'll see. This is what I can imagine. Because it started out, the All Lives Matter was a response to hashtag Black Lives Matter. And where did that come from? Where did that term come from, Black Lives Matter? Does it mean just Black Lives Matter and you can, it's like a pit painting where you can interpret what you want from it? I mean, if there was a painting of a person, and they look serious or whatever, and you admire that painting, maybe they had a waterfall in the background or something. Maybe they had their hands hidden in their shirts or something. Maybe in the background, what you don't see in that painting is that they were watching Jeopardy or something. You know, maybe they're watching Mad Max Road Fury. So what you're seeing from it, maybe that person is just in that picture. What they're portraying is what they're just watching Mad Max or something, and you would have no idea. I mean, because maybe you looked at that look in their face like they had a whatever, you know, they're planning a trip to go to somewhere far, far away a long time ago. But so the Black Lives Matter started, well, I mean, you guess you could say it started all the way back to the beginning inception of, you know, the black lives coming to this country. But, I mean, it's about being treated equal under the law. There have been some protests, you know. Has there been riots? Has there been some people in the crowds that aren't peacefully demonstrating? I mean, sure, there is almost all the time, but has the majority of people, you know, it's not even a movement as of yet. It's a continuous human movement, and but it's something that it's like, you know, when you watch a hurricane that's out there, and you know, when you're looking at the satellite images where it's coming in from the Atlantic. Actually, the hurricanes come from Africa too, so that's but we're not politically correct here, but like the hurricanes, like you might see a cloud pattern. It's not really yet have a developed swirl, right? So that's what it's kind of like. Reminds me a lot of the Occupy Wall Street movement, and before that, the Tea Party, which was because of those, remember those 2008 bailouts where they gave, you know, about $1 trillion or more dollars, and they do every year to special interests, more special than most of us. And with a missed opportunity, you might ask, well, you know, so the Black Lives Matter started because of these videotaped police killings and shootings and misconduct, and the fact that there's been a lot of them over the last couple of years since, you know, we're in the age of cameras now. And that's good. You know, some might say there isn't really any more. You're just catching more on camera, which is bad enough to hear. But and then others might say that it's just been since the militarization of our police, the privatization and incentivizing of the private prison industry, the war on drugs, I mean, to, you know, be true to your conscience, and as long as you're not hurting others, you know, to be able to have self-determination over your own life. And, I mean, that's what this country was founded on. I mean, so, you know, for everyone across the board, I mean, anyone, any being that can feel pain and, you know, can have empathy and, you know, so yeah, it's kind of like the golden rule, you know, and putting that into life, you know, by action. And so it's words and action. Now, some people in this Black Lives Matter movement have gone too far and have said, like, you know, it's trying to cause violence. That can't be the movement. You know, you can't be, it's just common sense. You know, I'm not trying to be, you know, just better than thou about it, but it's just true. You're going to hurt more. I mean, as long as it's still a political movement, as long as we're not in a actual, you know, we're in a revolution of ideas. I mean, and this, you know, we can have something in the future that's better than before, right? We don't always have to restore our liberties, although they are our birthright natural laws, but so in a sense, it's a restoration. Yeah, it doesn't really matter so much, right? As long as we are in the direction of liberty. And so you can say potato, I can say potato, all lives matter, right? And So as long as the results are long lasting and they have understanding, and I think some people saw are offended by the Black Lives Matter because they think it's actually saying Black Lives Matter more. So when they look at that oil painting, that's what they're first seeing. That's their initial reaction. Oh, Black Lives Matter? You mean my life doesn't matter? Or no, this the Black Lives Matter movement was created because look at the facts. We have the highest percentage and actual numbers, percentage and actual numbers of people prison locked up than any other country in the world. Any other country, Russia, China, Cuba, Iran, any other country in the world, we have the highest prison population and in percentage and actual numbers. So we do score high on one thing, but it's a very bad thing. Is it because we're innately worse, or is it because we have these, three strikes and you're out laws that were incentivized from lobbyists that work for the private prison industry because they make money from locking up more people, and you have a whole industry that is built up? I mean, we just need, we should find these government people new jobs. And so they're not on the street. We don't want that to happen, but we don't need people profiting off the destruction of families, splitting up families. I mean, husbands, wives, mothers, daughters, dads, sons, daughters, etc., etc. And that's what's happening. I mean, we have the highest prison population, about 3% of our population or something like that. So that's a lot. It's a very huge amount. And a lot of these, now cops have quotas, and, they shouldn't have quotas. So that should be a good thing for cops and everyone else. Everyone can agree cops shouldn't have quotas. They should be incentivized by just doing a good job and, and reasonable, risk to their own lives. I mean, but they can do the best that they can, but they shouldn't at least not be harming other people's lives and or be incentivized to do so by quotas and stuff like that. And so there should be an internal investigation. That way it protects all of the cops, citizen review boards, and just mostly it's not their fault. It's just all these laws that are incentivizing these actions, SWAT raids, the militarization of police. So the Black Lives Matter do have a platform. I mean, it's just those things I just mentioned. And independent internal affairs, citizen review boards, that's kind of similar, but both of those in different ways are very important. More elections of sheriffs instead of being appointed. No quotas. I mean, they might not say they have quotas, but I bet if you did some investigating, there's actually quotas. Get rid of the private prison industry. I mean, at least here in the United States and hopefully the world, and get rid of these backwards drug laws, these prohibition, at least for things that are up to the level of alcohol, I mean, and things that might actually be of a benefit, and at least don't decriminalize it at all. I mean, if anything, at the least argument, it's a health issue. At the worst, it makes you a genius and be able to make art and movies and music, etc. So, but probably somewhere in between that, but it should be the person's rights as long as they're not hurting other people, And we always throw the baby out with the bathwater. There could be some actually good uses in very extremely low doses for a lot of those things, or in safer ways. And there could be other benefits as well to a lot of these nature's plants, antioxidants and so on, and different minerals and good things for your body and mind, spirit. So what is the missed opportunity is it's how you look at the picture. You could see it as Black Lives Matter more, or Black Lives Matter too. And I think that's what, you know, the black community was saying, is Black Lives Matter too. But a lot of people, their knee-jerk reaction was to see it as Black Lives Matter more, when actually it's just Black Lives Matter. I mean, the people who are so adamant about, you know, the world being politically correct, stop being so politically correct, and can't we just use Black Lives Matter? I mean, really. But let's give the politically correct term, All Lives Matter, all right? So, yes, All Lives Matter, and usually the people that are complaining about it are people that are very much complaining about, political correction. And political correction is, that's a whole other subject we can have a conversation on. But this kind of delves into a little bit of that. But all lives do matter, actually, and this is the missed opportunity. I do like All Lives Matter better, of course, and I think it can evolve into that. But people have to recognize, they have to start treating others as an injustice to one as is an injustice to all. I mean, you know, if you're being treated unfairly and, unfairly, and you're getting the burden of the state on you for not harming anyone else, we all should, you know, report about this. This should be on the media. There should be pleas. There should be defense lawyers, you know, fighting to want to prevent this from happening, because, you know, this affects all of us and can set precedents. And also, just things that are bad are just going to fruit bad things. So we should, I mean, this, you know, people that want to make a change to the world, this is what, and I was going to do a quick thing of democracy. You know what democracy is in an uninformed population? I mean, if you have democracy in an informed and educated society, then, hey, things are going to run pretty well. Most people are going to be informed and they're going to be satisfied with what they vote for. But if you have a democracy in a population that doesn't know jack squats and doesn't care, then, you know, if you're anywhere smart or give a darn, then you might be about 30% at most of the population, maybe. I mean, in different ways people do, so I'm not saying there isn't hope, but sometimes it just feels that way. Whether you're on the left or the right or an independent, sometimes you have to feel that way. I mean, or you have to feel like there's just this great silent majority out there that's just too busy to get involved, and they're actually decent, good, principled people and are just practically living their lives, but they don't want to, they're just trying to be higher and above the whole thing, I guess, somehow, you know, not getting too involved. So democracy really is two wolves and one sheep voting on who's or what's for dinner, you know. So, you know, that's a tragedy. Now, you know, it'd be interesting. What if that 10% or 20 or 25% of the population, or even maybe 30% of the population, could find a place and all move to the same states or coast, or maybe form a couple different communities around, you know, north, south, east, west, center. Like, they're trying to do that in New Hampshire. So there's a group, and I think there's a new country being formed called Liberia. So it's near, like, Slovenia or something like that. But it's a small little country that's, I saw it on Reason.com. They're reporting that but it's about the size of Iceland, and they're going to make it a very libertarian society. But then, now this goes into my Mad Max preview, because, you know, you can kind of just keep running, and we're at one, besides being, there's some unprecedented things in our time, one being we have instant communication across the world. That's huge. I don't have to explain how huge that is, that we have unlimited access to so much information and to communicate with others instantly across the world, to be able to organize and reach out and talk to people and debate and be open and transparent and be unstoppable, unlimited communications. And so, and then we're also at a time that's unprecedented where there's nowhere else you can run to hide. There is no new world anymore. There is no unexplored territory. Sure, there's unexplored territory in the oceans and in the forests, but there's no place where you can go. I mean, that isn't owned by one of the government mafias, you could, some people would cynically call it. But in some sense, you know, there is a truth to that. And you're forced into these hunger games of competition where your dollar is never going to be enough because of the way money is printed and who gets it first and how unfair and unequal it is. You know, the banks that get the money from the Federal Reserve to create new money in the system, to give you a loan, you know, where do they get the right to do that? Can't I get a loan and loan you something and you have to pay me back at interest? Of course they're going to win and be at the top because they get to just, you know, if you just randomly gave loans, I mean, it's common sense. I mean, that's how, okay, well, we're going to put money in this system. We're going to privatize it and have our main federal bank distribute out to other banks. They're going to be, you know, they're, you know, they do a good job, so they deserve some compensation that's rewarded. But it's no competition at all. It's no private sector. It's no free market. It's no Adam Smith. It is far away from anything. It seems to me, if you really, like, stare at it for a while, it's very corrupt. But, yeah, so maybe the promised land isn't far away. It's right here, and we need to just get involved and, you know, vote. You know, forget about this presidential election, I mean, to a point. I mean, yeah, vote for who you're going to vote for. That's just one vote. But you know what? You have a senator who's probably up for election. You have a congressperson. You can view all my interviews that I did of independent third-party candidates. There were at least 50 in 2012 that were running that were legitimate people that weren't all, you know, mostly like 95% of them weren't crazy or anything. I mean, they might be a little crazy just running, but I mean, that's admirable. They're heroes. They're giving you an option, a choice that's not one of the red or blue teams. You know, it's like the Bloodsnicks almost. I mean, red and blue. I mean, gang colors, these Republicans and Democrats, right? So, and you can see those at youtube.com/blastoffreshair. And so the Mad Max was pretty good. I mean, it's more artistic. You know, it's not too realistic, but it's an adventure story and it's a fantasy. And it's just good versus evil. And yeah, so it's good. And they try to, you know, spoiler alert, you know, instead of running, they decide to, hey, let's turn around and just conquer the city that we just escaped from. And so that's that. It was pretty neat. You know, I liked it pretty much. Yeah, they had some cool shots. Some scenes is just totally almost like a bluish tint. Others were very red. And I mean, a lot of time in vehicles, but that's what Mad Max is all about, right? So that's that review. So we did cover pretty much everything that I was thinking about. So the missed opportunity is next time we see marches in the streets, you know, march with people. I mean, there needs to be more issues on, I mean, what kind of libertarians shouldn't be standing up for, you know, police accountability and independent internal investigations, cops not having quotas, having to wear body cameras for their own protection as well. I mean, and a whole system that's built on crony capitalism, like private prisons, and because that's money you're not getting, that's someone is benefiting off the government. As long as one person's benefiting, then you have, you know, an unequal playing field. I mean, in a sense, right? In any way. I mean, we're all in this marketplace together. And so, As long as one person's getting a special contract or handout, I mean, the real welfare is to corporations and banks, and I mean that's so. I don't know. I'm gonna have some videos coming up about a little politics about Trump and Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders, but also thinking about maybe some gun control. We'll talk about maybe guns and the right to bear arms. Look at it from a philosophical perspective, whether you can defend yourself. Maybe some talk about some political strategies, some funny put downs and some comebacks. And so just on closing here, let's get back to the Black Lives Matter missed opportunities. I mean, maybe we don't even need to elect the right president to get what we need. I mean, wouldn't a perfect society just have a Congress and no presidents, no head, no prime minister, just a Congress? And you have to get like 2/3 vote for certain things, and you don't need a head of states. Because we really should be focusing on the Congress and the Senate. That should give you hope that it's not, if you really despise Trump and think he's going to be president, hey, as long as you make sure, or you make sure, I'm sure it's not easy, but I mean, but that's what, where we can make it'll be easier for us to make an impact there if that's what we so choose to do. I mean, if you don't just completely opt out of the system. Maybe we should support different kinds of voting things, like rank voting. It makes perfect sense if you do think about it long enough. That way you can put down who you'd like as first, second, or third. And so, if you really want Bernie Sanders, you can put him as first place, and then you can put Hillary Clinton as second place. And if enough Bernie Sanders win, then he wins. But your vote doesn't go to waste. I mean, if you still have her as a second place, and I'll have to do a show on that sometime too, because it's I just honestly it's something that I just started studying, and it is pretty common sense, and it can work with any of the voting machines that are out now. There wouldn't have to be a whole any new mechanisms purchased and stuff like that. So, I think there's a lot of rhetoric from Donald Trump, but he's very interesting too. I think he's probably better than most of the people. The thing I'm disappointed about Rand Paul is he does seem somewhat like a spoiled brat, and he wants to get rid of the current tax system and have an income tax and a sales tax. Now that's, I think, kind of absurd. I wouldn't mind it getting rid of the current system and just having a sales tax, but an income tax with a sales tax, that's, you know what, that's, no, that's not, we need someone who can make a better deal than that. But I do like him on privacy and ending the drug war and a lot of other things, and his foreign policy and his government spending. I mean, he does have a plan to get us balanced budget. So those are really good things. He just needs to be himself. I mean, and don't do Al Gore, try to alpha male yourself. I mean, just be yourself and be passionate and pretend like you're talking amongst friends and just really go for it. And so anyways, this is the end of tonight's program. We have about 30 more seconds. So thanks for listening to the Philosophy Show, All Lives Matter. Let's make this into a big movement about the principles, about what the goals are, which I've stated numerous times here. If you agree with those goals, then let's all work together and reach across and understand different things and not, try to brainstorm a little bit and think about, the good possibilities as well. So we'll see you next week, perhaps at the same time.
there were some clouds, they were rolling through.